guys, and welcome back to another episode of Caitlin Cracks the Code. I am your host, Caitlin Anderson, and on my podcast, we are cracking the code on all things health, wellness, and self-development to help you become the best version of yourself. I also bring on special guests who I will ask just one thought-provoking question to. This is to emulate if you were to run into them on the street or at a Starbucks, and you could only ask them one question, what would it be? Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode. I am recording this on Thursday, June 22nd, and I'm so excited. A little update I had mentioned in my last episode, but if you didn't listen, then I will just let you guys know that on Saturday, I will be leaving to go on a vacation to Pensacola, Florida, which I've never been before. I am just ready to be on the beach, reading a book, enjoying the sun, soaking up this weather, and just relaxing. I feel like I've been doing a lot of working lately, so that's always nice to break it up a little bit. And don't come for me because I know I literally just went on a trip, but it was really short, and I have just been working a lot the past couple weeks, so I don't know. I just feel like this is much needed just to relax and take a break for a little bit. So I'm going to be gone about a week to Pensacola. Very excited. With a trip, though, there is so much preparation that comes before going on the trip when you do what I do with content creation and podcasting. So it's just a lot of stress before I leave because I'm trying to get this podcast recorded and all edited and up and scheduled before I go on my trip, and then having content ready to post and just different brands I work with. So that is an update on my life. Today's episode is going to be a really fun one, and one that I'm excited for you guys to hear from my guests from. We're going to be talking all about wellness rituals for longevity and anti-aging, so I'm excited to get into that. First things first, let's get into my top three favorites from this past week. First up is the book that I just finished. So I honestly did not have high hopes for this book because I did a little Instagram poll and asked some of you guys if you follow me on there, and just asked if you thought it was a good book in general, because I had never heard of it. But what caught my attention was the cover, just because the cover stands out and it was really pretty and well decorated. So I picked it up and started reading the back, and I thought it sounded like a good book just because it was like a mom and a daughter going on a trip together to Paris. That just sounds obviously really interesting. So I got it, and then I posted that poll and asked if it was a good book, and everyone who read it said it was just okay rather than really good. So the reviews weren't looking so hot, but I ended up really loving this book, and I'll tell you why. It's only because of the last about 30 pages. I, the other night, just thought I was going to finish up this book and start my new book, and I was just happy and excited to lay down and finish this book up, right? Oh my gosh. When I tell you, I ended the night seriously bawling my eyes out, I'm not lying. So yeah, just a little warning if you plan on reading this book, have your Kleenexes ready. Wish I would have known that and been prepared, so you're welcome in advance. This is definitely not a book that I wanted to just take on vacation. Like, the whole reason I got it was when I went on the vacation with my mom a couple weeks back and we went to Naples. It turned out to be perfectly fine though, because it was me just reading the beginning of the book and it starts going a little astray towards the end. So it was okay. I wouldn't just take it for a fun beach read though, if you're trying to finish this whole book on a vacation or something, just because you will have your heart ripped open, is the best way to put it. So yeah, this is a good book though if you do like emotional books, and it's really, really sweet, and I loved it. I thought it was a good book. I don't know what everyone voted against it for, but yeah, I just finished that book and I thought it was really good. So I will link it in the show notes if you want to check it out. My next favorite from this week is what I've been doing every single day, and I'm really proud of myself for it. So I've been doing daily organization. I feel like I just had enough with my room, and it's not that it was super dirty and super unorganized, but for me, it was just on my last nerve. Like, in the corner, I have a big pile of things that I wanted to donate and get rid of. It just kept piling up, so I had that. I would open my drawers and things would not be as organized as they used to be. I've been just throwing stuff in there. I mean, you guys know how it gets. Once you clean something and organize it, it only stays like that for so long. So I have been wanting to get my room in order for a while now. And I just kept putting it off because I am very good at doing the things that I have to get done for the day done first. And then by the time the evening rolls around, I'm not in the mood to organize and clean most of the time. So that has been the problem with actually getting around to it. But lately, I have just said, you know what? I am going to do a little bit every single day, even if it's just one drawer out of my dresser that has four drawers. And so that's what I've been doing. I've just been tackling different areas of my room, different parts of my house that I've been wanting to get to for so long and go through them, but I'm doing it in such a slow way that it's not overwhelming, that it doesn't take all day long. It's not a big project. And so it's just something that I have been so into. And I swear it makes me feel more clear-headed on the decisions I'm making, on things that I've been wanting to do. And just, I can think more clearly when I have my environment more organized and more clean. So that's something I've been into. I did my fridge. I've done my dresser drawers. I just cleaned out my whole nightstand. And I had two drawers in there, been going through things. That whole pile in my room of things to donate is officially out of my room and going to be donated now. So it's just been so nice to get all of that organized and clear so that I feel better, because it jumbles up your brain. It's nothing fun to look at, especially every single day when you walk in your room. It's an eyesore. So yeah, that is number two. Number three for my top three favorites is a little mini microphone that I got off of Amazon. This is one that I recommend if you do content creation. This is something I've been wanting to try out for a while. Something I've seen other people use, but I didn't really feel the need to get it until recently, just because I've been doing some experimenting with my content, making different types of videos. And so the miniature microphone was something I wanted to try out so that I didn't have to be right next to my phone. So let me just tell you how it works. You just plug in this little piece to your phone where you would normally charge your phone, and then it connects to the microphone. It's so easy. You just clip on the microphone to your shirt, whatever you're wearing, and then you can go off, I think, up to 50 feet and record your video. And it picks up the audio really well. So I really like that if you're trying to do a workout and be all mic'd up. Whatever you're trying to do and record for a video, if you do make content, then I would highly recommend this product. It's like $20 on Amazon. I don't know, something around there. And I will link it for you guys if you're interested. And if you make content, I think this is a really good investment to make if you do see yourself making content in this way. So those are my top three faves from the week. My book, Things I Wish I Told My Mother, Daily Organization, and the mini microphone. And now for our guest of the show today, it is Danielle Gronage. She is the formulator and CEO of ClearSTEM, which you guys have probably already heard of. It is a non-toxic, anti-aging, and anti-acne skincare line. She is also the founder of the San Diego Acne Clinic. And what led her to success as becoming the acne guru, as she's known as today, she actually had 3 failed rounds of Accutane, years on antibiotics, countless visits to dermatologists, and multiple laser treatments. She dove into clinical research, went back to school, and got her clinical esthetician license, and she is now an acne specialist, so she knows exactly what she's talking about with all of the acne and skincare needs that you have. She's a great follow on Instagram. She gives out great information and posts really informative reels. So without further ado, let's welcome Danielle to Caitlin Cracks the Code. Let's get cracking.
Danielle, I heard you talking about this certain pillow that you use at night to sleep so it doesn't smush your face when you're sleeping for 8 hours a night. And I actually use the same thing. So I love that when you were talking about that on, I think it was Lauren and Michael's podcast. So it got me wondering, is there any other wellness tools or routines or habits that are kind of in that same area that you do that aren't so common that you could share with us, like not your basic sunscreen answer, you know, something like
totally.
That.
Yeah. Totally. Okay. So I love that pillow. I've been using it for, I want to say like at least 5 years. And when I don't, cause I travel all the time, that's the one, like the first thing that I pack like even before my toothbrush, like it's that important to me. And it's like the best $50 ever because it really does save like your hair and your face. So love the pillow. Glad you have it. The other thing that I do that's like really weird that I'm obsessed with, and it's so funny you mentioned it because I was actually going to make a video about it. Okay, so you know how girls are getting Botox in their jaw to relax their jaw muscles and like make their faces be less square. So I have a really like strong jaw and I clench at night. So what I started doing was I got the little disposable night guards basically for your teeth. But what I do is I cut the back of it like right where it would hit your gums and I make it pointy. That way, if you're clenching, it's poking you.
Oh my
Lo
God.
and behold, you stop clenching after the second night. And my jaw had totally changed because of it. Because I tried the Botox thing and it didn't work. And it was like $400 and it did nothing.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's insane. So you come up with this on your own? You thought of this?
Well, pain is the strongest teacher. Like we know that. Like you burn your hand once, you're not going to forget it, right? So if something is a little bit painful, you're going to learn really, really quickly. And I learned it by accident because my other night guard that I had for clenching, I clenched too hard and like bit it, and it kind of distorted the back of it, so it started poking me. But then I was like, oh yeah, I realized I don't clench anymore. And even when I don't have it, I don't clench anymore because my brain has been trained that clenching brings pain. So that one was ruined, but I got like the cheap disposable ones because the one that I had before was like, I think it was like $300. Like you can get the $20 pack off Amazon and just like modify it so that it creates a little bit of pain when you clench, and like your jaw muscles will soften and you'll have like less TMJ. Like it's literally the best hack ever, and I can't wait to share it with more people.
That is so good. You have to make a video on that
I
because
will.
so I have my RN degree and I used to work in a med spa and had so many people come in for that exact thing that you got right here in the master muscles. And it's either hit or miss. It's going to help some people and then, others, it's not really going to do much. And yeah, it costs hundreds of dollars, but this is such a good hack.
It's really cool. And I recommend getting like the little, like the six pack or whatever from Amazon. That way you can mess around with it a little bit and find the iteration that works best for you. But yeah, just have it be a little bit pinchy. And it's literally just the back of it. You just cut it a little bit, like cut it straight instead of curved. That way the angles will be a little bit pointy. And if you clench, it will poke you in just enough of a way where you won't clench anymore.
Awesome. I can't wait to tell. I gotta tell my mom that too, because she does that. And my grandma. I'm gonna be telling everybody about this little
I
hack.
feel like every I feel like everyone clenches. It's like the body's way of like releasing stress in the night. I don't know. I feel like everyone I know clenches.
One other thing I just have to mention or ask you, because I know you're into clean skincare and all that good stuff. So I love doing a self-tan. I like being tan, but I know there's so many different chemicals and things in those products. Do you have a certain brand that you would recommend that's a little cleaner, or do you just kind of stay away from it altogether?
Ooh, okay. So I love to be tan too. I'm naturally very, very fair. Like you can see like all of my veins. So I love to do, I when you say clean, I just want to clarify that. So clean means like no toxins, parabens, hormone disruptors. But I try to solve for that, but I mainly solve for no pore clogging ingredients because I'm extremely acne prone. So that's the first thing that I look for. The one that I use that I like the most, it smells the best, it gives me the best glow is Bondi Sands. And it smells like cookies. Like I love using it because some of them just smell disgusting. And then your sheets stink and your towels get gross. Like I like Bondi Sands. I don't know how non-toxic it is, but it is acne safe. So that's what I love.
Awesome. Okay, good to know. And I believe I've used that one in the past, but I've just always been trying out different ones. And I like that one because I remember specifically it didn't stink. So
Yeah.
yeah, very important. Okay, well, can you tell everybody where they can find you and then ClearStim and your products? Just
Yeah, totally. So ClearStem is on Instagram and TikTok at ClearStem Skincare, our website, clearstemskincare.com. And I am Danielle the Acne Guru. If you just type in Danielle the, I will pop up. Lots of shenanigans. And also on my personal page, it's, my personal shenanigans and then like quick hacks and like mind expanding stuff like that, and then goofy stuff that I love. But on the ClearStem page, it's just non-stop medical, health, acne, and skincare tips. So enjoy.
I love this hack that Danielle has for jaw clenching. This is such a common problem, and I think this is a great solution if you want to try this out first before going and dropping $400 on Botox in your masseter muscles. Try this out, see if this helps, and give it some time, because there are so many beauty hacks and things that you can do that don't have to break your bank account, and this is a really good one. So I'm so glad Danielle shared that with us. I have a feeling she's got a lot more under her belt that she can share. So hint, hint, I think I will definitely have her back on in the future. Now we're going to get into my list of wellness rituals for longevity and tools for anti-aging. First up on my list is exercising your brain. If you're not learning, you're not growing. So I just listened to a sermon on this actually, Dr. Charles Stanley. He was talking about ways to stay young and useful all of your life. Yes, these are biblical principles, but they also tie into everyday life as well. Number one on his list was keep learning, because if you're not learning, you are decaying. I love exercising my brain. There's so much research that it keeps you young and it keeps you growing, and you're always able to learn new things the more that you practice learning new things. So my favorite ways to do this are, I'm sure you could guess, reading. But I also love doing puzzles. I've mentioned this before, especially in the summertime. It's fun to go out and lay out, tan, be by the pool, come in, make a smoothie, do some puzzles. It's just fun. I love doing that in the summertime. Also, I've always been into games. So checkers, Rummy Cube is so fun. That one you really have to think. If you're not completely focused on Rummy Cube, you're probably not going to win unless you just get lucky. But if you're really thinking, you'll know where to put the tiles and how to switch them around. If you play the game, you know what I'm talking about. So that's a really good one to work your brain. Also, canasta, card games are fun. So games in general, they're fun to play. They're a good way to get off your phone and just to be around people and have a good time. I also love to do word searches. This is one that I used to do growing up, and I've carried it into my adult years. I mainly do these on planes because I do have a word search book that I bring with me. And of course, the basic ones, podcast and YouTube videos. I am always playing these throughout the day, and now listening to podcasts at a faster speed, 1.5 or even 1.2, you're going to get through podcasts a lot quicker. And so that's what I've been doing lately, is listening to podcasts at a quicker pace, and I'm getting through a lot more of them. But always having them on in the background, doing whatever I'm doing, it's such a good way to multitask while also learning something and staying in the right mindset throughout the day. But lately, I've really been into watching YouTube videos. Even if they're podcasts, I'm kind of into watching the podcast now. I know the whole point of a podcast is just so you can listen and be doing something else, but I do like watching podcasts. I find myself that it's cooler to connect with the people talking if you're able to see them. So that is something that I've been liking doing. I can put it on my TV at home and have that up if I'm doing laundry, but also if I'm just sitting and eating a meal, I even like to watch podcasts while I'm doing that. So those are some of my favorite ways to exercise my brain daily. I'm always doing one of those. Something I've been wanting to do for a long time, it's been on my list of things that I want, because I have a list of everything in my phone. I have a list for things I want to buy, and so one of those things are a masterclass membership. I think this would be so much fun to learn from the best of the best, and there's masterclasses on basically everything. I saw Kris Jenner had one on business, and I just think that'd be so fun to take masterclasses. So I need to look into that, into getting a membership, but I wanted to throw that in here, just maybe if you're interested, spark an idea in yourself that if you wanted to do that, that's a great way to exercise your brain as well. Moving on to the second one on my list here is community and relationships. You really do feel a sense of purpose when you're surrounded by the right people, the right friends, the right family. So that's why I want to encourage you to find your people, find those people who encourage you to do your best, to make you want to grow into the best version of yourself. But I know that's hard for some people if you don't have the best circumstances at home, if you're not able to go and put yourself in situations. Maybe right now, if you're low on money and you can't join a new club or join a new gym that you want to go do. If you can't do those things right now, if you're listening to this podcast, that means you have access to anyone in the world that puts out content. So it's not just physically who you're surrounding yourself with. Also, who are you letting into your brain every single day? Who are you listening to? Who are you watching? I do feel like there's nothing that can be replaced with physical presence. But in the meantime, while you're trying to find your people, then do pay attention who you are consuming from virtually as well. So those people that you follow on Instagram, just make sure they're people that you would want to become in the next 3 to 5 years. People you look up to, make sure that you're following them and consuming them on a regular basis so that you become more and more like them. One thing to remember is that it's never too late to make new friends either. For example, I just did this. I've welcomed a new friendship into my life. I mentioned this on the previous podcast, I believe, and it was that I did meet up with a friend that I followed on Instagram. We followed each other for so long, and she was just someone that I could tell I'd want to be friends with. You know those people where you get that vibe? She was one of those people. She had such good energy just through the screen that I wanted to meet up with her whenever she comes in town. So that's what we did. We went to a coffee shop and just caught up with each other for hours. We've been following each other for years. She's so sweet, and it's just exciting because it doesn't matter what age you are, you can always welcome in new friendships. You just have to put yourself out there and be open to it. There's so many studies on these blue zones around the world where, if you don't know what that is, that's where the longest living people are. And at the top of the list on things that they do that make them live so long, they're really involved in their community and they're always surrounded with people. They don't isolate themselves and never get out of the house. They make it a point to have people over for dinner, go out and meet people and do things. That's why I was saying you do feel a sense of purpose when you have others in your life and you're not just living for yourself. I am so blessed and so grateful to have the best family. I'm so close with them. That is something that I cherish and something I've always been so grateful for growing up. Something I've noticed is really hard though is when you get older and your friends are all living in different cities and all have their own lives, it's hard to stay in touch and remain so close. So that's why I try to check in with my friends when I think of them, because you know when you think of someone and you're like, oh, I need to text them and see how they are. You think of it right then, but you don't do it. So time goes by, and before you know it, you never reached out to them and you just let it slip. And so that's something that I'm working on, and something that I've been trying to do is just immediately when I think of someone and I haven't talked to them in a while, send them a text and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Hope you're doing well. It can be so short. It doesn't have to be anything long. You don't even have to call them. Just reach out with a simple text. And honestly, it can make some people's day. Like, you never know what someone's going through. And so just getting a text from an old friend, that can really turn anyone's day around. Something I really want to do soon that's been on my mind. I always pictured growing up old grandmas doing this, and now I guess I'm the old grandma. But I want to join a book club. I feel like that's such a fun way to do something I love and also meet new people while doing it, because I love to read. And then it just sounds fun. Like, you just meet up and I think you go have dinner, go over to people's house, talk about the book. It just sounds like a good time. So that's something that I want to do soon. I think that's like one of my summer goals, is to join a book club. So that's something that I am looking forward to looking into. One more on wellness rituals, and then we'll get into the anti-aging. So my last one here is to find your favorite ways to de-stress. Continual stress with no break. This one is so bad for both of those things that we're talking about here. So your health and your aging, it's going to wear on you both physically and mentally. I feel like the best way to handle this, because there are jobs that you have to go to that are super stressful every single day, and you may be going through a life circumstance that is just really stressful and you can't necessarily escape it. But I believe you do have to make the time in your calendar to find a way to try and de-stress. Because if you don't make the time and be intentional about it, then you're gonna keep living with this stress and it's just gonna pile up and probably get worse. And when I'm talking about these de-stressors, I also wanna mention that it's really important that they're healthy, because there can be some really unhealthy ways to de-stress, if you know what I mean. Like addictions, there can be overeating, isolation. So you want to make sure the things that you're de-stressing with are healthy things. You don't want to be eating everything in your pantry on a weekend, isolating yourself with no human contact, and binging a show every single weekend and just living for that. This is where a calendar and a planner is so helpful, because when you put it down, you're more intentional about doing it. So you're probably going to do it way more likely than if you just never had wrote it down or scheduled it into your Google Calendar. So put those things down that you look forward to, such as travel plans, facials, make a massage appointment, make an intention to go get dinner with a new friend, or just reach out to someone and plan something. Put it down on the calendar and look forward to that thing. So even in the midst of all the stress that's going on, you still have something to look forward to. I find that that helps so much. Like for me, looking forward to this trip coming up, it helps me get through the week, because before going on the vacation, I know that there's going to be a lot more I have to get done. But at least once I get it done, I know I can look forward to going and laying by the beach and eating chips and guac. Like, hello, that is such a good payoff for all the work that I've been doing. So that's just something that I find helps out a lot. Yesterday on my Google Calendar, I actually made a new calendar, and it's pink, and it's only for one thing, and that thing is fun. It's just labeled fun. So my summer plan is to find one fun thing that I'm going to do a week. So that can be anything. Anything I come up with, anything that's fun that I want to do that week, I'm going to put it on the calendar, and it's going to be in pink. So if I want to try a new recipe, a new coffee shop, rent a bike, anything. So I'm really excited about that, because I have a couple different calendars and I came up with a new system I'm really excited for, and it seems to be working really well. So I'm going to get into that, probably do a whole episode on planning and my calendar and all that, but I'll just give you guys a hint of what it's about. So work, health, and relationships are my main calendars. And I was looking at them and I was like, wait, where is the schedule for fun? Because fun is something you should schedule. It's something that you should make a priority. Because if you don't, then time will pass. And before you know it, you're like, why have I not gone a trip? Or why have I not done anything fun? I feel like I'm just on autopilot. I'm just working, eating, watching a show, and going to bed. So being intentional with planning fun helps out a lot and gives your life a lot more meaning and a lot more adventure. So I'm excited about that. And I think I just came up with that on the spot, that I'm going to be doing an episode on my whole calendar, because I do think that would be a helpful episode. So look forward to that. Now we're going to get into the anti-aging section. So we're literally going to be talking about things that help you stay youthful and young and create longevity. Number one, this is the most, in my opinion, the most important thing that you should prioritize, everyone listening, is your sleep. I have no scientific data to back this up, but I swear the people I see who are constantly sleep deprived, they seem to be aging faster. I mean, I feel like there actually is data on that. I just noticed the people in my life that I've seen who are not getting enough sleep constantly, and they are just always sleep deprived, they look like they're aging. So if you want to go Benjamin Button mode, I have learned that the best way to prevent this chronic sleep deprivation is to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. This is from doctors and people I've heard on my podcast, but also on other podcasts as well. It's a reoccurring theme that sleep is the most important thing that you should be prioritizing. We all know how bad it sucks the next day when you get no sleep, but just think about people who do that constantly. It's just not good. It's not good on your body. So for me, I try to go to bed around 10:30-ish. Not that I fall asleep at 10:30. I'm like trying to get in bed, and then I get up at 7 a.m. So I'm getting around probably 8 hours of sleep, which is really good for me. And I'm going to talk about a few of the things that help me sleep through the night and help me get really good restorative sleep. So number one is cold room. I keep it really cold. The fan is always on, and it just is proven that if you have a cold environment, you're going to sleep a lot better. You're not going to wake up because you're too hot. So 69 degrees in my house, that is what it is always on at night, not in the daytime. Oh my gosh, no. In the daytime, I like to be not freezing. I cannot stand to be cold, But nighttime is the one time where I'm like, okay, I want it really cold so I can get under the covers and fall asleep. I also use a sleeping mask that blocks out all light. I cannot go a night without it anymore. And if I do have to, I'm not going to be happy because I swear I can see, or not even see, I just know that it's there, like the smallest amount of light. And so it bothers me and it throws me off because I'm so used to the pitch blackness from my sleeping mask. So that is one that I take with me everywhere. Even when I'm traveling, I'm definitely taking it to Pensacola. Also, not taking in a bunch of caffeine or having an energy drink after probably like 2 p.m. It sounds so early. I feel like people definitely go for a cup of coffee at like 3:30. But for me, I seriously cannot fall asleep as good. I swear I cannot fall asleep as good if I have caffeine even early afternoon. So I try to limit that. And then the last thing that helps me sleep really good is reading in bed right before I sleep and not watching Netflix. Because sometimes I will watch Netflix, like a show, but I'll try to be done with it by 10 p.m. So if I want to read, I can get in bed and read. And that's the last thing I'm doing before going to sleep and not watching Netflix. I just find that I do sleep a lot better if I do read a book before going to bed. Even if it's a few pages, it does make you sleepy. The best thing about this one, sleep is totally free. You don't have to go out and purchase anything. You are in total control in most situations of your sleep and how much sleep you're getting. So just taking control of your sleep, it's gonna not only affect your mood, but also help you with anti-aging. So we'll move on to the next one. These are just two actual tools that I use that help me prevent aging. Not prevent aging, we're all aging every second of the day, but just to help a little bit with longevity and youthfulness. So this first one I actually already mentioned. It was the pillow that I had mentioned to Danielle in the Zoom. So this pillow, just a quick overview, is one that helps me sleep on my back. So it has a little cutout for my neck that goes around you and molds your neck and just feels really supportive and makes you feel really good. And it also is for side sleepers as well, though. Growing up, I had a terrible habit of always sleeping on my stomach, which led to some lower back problems as I got older. So I made the switch to sleep on my back and I ordered this pillow. Never gone back. It is a staple now. So if you want to start sleeping on your back, this really helps. And the whole point of the pillow, though, why I'm mentioning it is because it doesn't smush your face into your pillow. Because if you're smushing your face into your pillow every single night, you're losing collagen, you're creating wrinkles and lines that form. Yes, it may not seem like much the next day when you see it, but it does add up over time. Just think about if you're doing that every single night for 7 to 9 hours, every night for years, it's going to add up. So this pillow helps a lot if you're wanting to keep that youthful, bouncy skin and not smush your face into your pillow every night. So I'll link this in the show notes for you guys. The last tool that I use for anti-aging, this is because I'm a registered nurse. I did this for so long at the med spa that I used to work at. This is a microneedle pen. So yes, I literally microneedle my own face. People think I'm psycho when I tell them that because most of the time you go pay and have this done. And it hurts, like it hurts really bad. If you don't know what a microneedle pen is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is a pen with these small needles in it, and it does micro damages to your skin so that you make more collagen. Collagen is what keeps your skin looking full and young and youthful. So I do this on myself, and you're really red afterwards, and you look like you just got a sunburn. But I was really good about doing this for a while, and I've never seen my skin look more clear and just healthy. It's so good for so many things, though. A lot of people who had acne scarring would come into the spa and get this done, and I'd see really, really good results with it. It's good for hyperpigmentation. It's good for sunspots, wrinkles, and lines. A lot of women who didn't want to get Botox would get this. I don't think it works as good as Botox would, for sure. It is a really good treatment, though, if you want to start young and start preventing your skin from aging. I highly recommend microneedling, not doing it yourself. That is just something that I do, but just going to an actual spa and letting them do it for you. There's so many benefits. I'd highly recommend you guys look into it if you're interested. And that is all I have for you guys on wellness rituals for longevity and anti-aging. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and took away some helpful tips. This will come out on Tuesday, and I have been experimenting with Tuesdays over Mondays the past couple weeks, and I've really been liking it. So we may stick to a new Tuesday schedule instead of always doing Mondays. I'm still going to keep testing it out a little bit more and see how I like it. But as of right now, I'm thinking it's going to be Tuesdays is the new day that my episodes come out. So when this comes out, I will be in Florida chilling on the beach. I'm so excited. Let me know if you listened and what you thought of the episode. I'll still be active on socials though, so let me know what you liked about this episode, anything that you thought was helpful, any recommendations for the show, anything you want to comment on, or anything at all. Honestly, I love hearing from you guys. So that can be on Instagram or TikTok at KCTCpod. Thank you all so much for listening to another episode, and I will catch you all next week.